Former CIA station chief Daniel Hoffman joins me to discuss why the Biden administration is ducking questions about China buying land near our military bases. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also discuss how Hoffman's son is courageously raising money for cancer research in honor of his mom. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday indeed. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I am super stoked because you know how forever we've been telling people about Omaha Steaks and how yummy everything is from Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
And we've always had to do this thing where we explain that if you want to take advantage of any Chicks specials that are happening at omahasteaks.com, you got to put Chicks in the search field. And like, that's always been a little bit weird. Like that's,
yeah,
it's just different. A confusing thing. Yeah. It's different. Yeah. It's not the way that a lot of our sponsors have done things. And so now I'm very happy to report that Omaha Steaks now uses code Chicks at checkout. You no longer have to put it in the search field, you guys. You just go to omahasteaks.com. You look around. And the reason that you want to look around is because site-wide, across the entire site, it is 50% off.
Yeah.
50% off site-wide. No matter what package you pick from Omaha Steaks, you're going to get 50% off. And then when you put code CHICKS as your discount or promo code at checkout, you get $30 off on top of that.
Yeah. I was looking at all the stuff yesterday and I was like, oh my God, I need to order. Like there's so many good things. So you don't have to cook dinner.
Right?
They have like pre-made stuff there too. So good. Everything is so good. You guys have to order some stuff. Put it in the freezer. Get it ready for the holidays, you know?
I know there's people that are like legit mad at me for telling that you can put the apple tartlets in the microwave. Because when I discovered that, because, you know, like, sometimes I'd like look in the freezer and I'd think, oh, yeah, apple tartlets would be good. But then like I got to put them on a
baking sheet.
I got to bake them. And that's cooking. You know what I mean?
I don't want to do that. I don't want any part of that.
No. But when you can just unwrap it from its little wrapper and throw it on a paper plate for a minute and a half and then have the delicious goodness of an apple tartlet. Are you kidding?
It's breakfast.
Anyway, omahasteaks.com. Use code CHICKS at checkout. Get your extra $30 off.
And then make sure you've gone to our website too. Our website, chicksontheright.com. Make sure that you have bookmarked it. I don't know why you haven't. If you haven't done that already, so make sure you do that.
ChicksOnTheRight.com. Did you see my name today? It's Georgia Maconi, in honor of Georgia Meloni, who is the new first female Italian prime minister, right-wing woman, who, of course, everyone is so already preemptively terrified of. They're like, oh, she's like a complete far-right lunatic. No, she's not. She just cares about actual family, God, country, you know, the normal things that used to be important to people. Yeah. So she's terrifying everybody.
Right. So she is like, they're considering her some sort of terrorist now because this is what they do with right-wing women, especially.
We're very scary.
So scary.
My God.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the reason for my name today. I was also just telling you, you guys may not remember this because this was back when I was still, we may both have been still in studio at WIBC. Were we or were you already moved when I told you about 365 days?
We were in the studio.
Okay.
Because yes, I remember coming in to do the show that morning. You're like, oh my God, you have to watch this. And I'm like, why are we watching porn at work? Why are we watching porn?
I know because, well, first of all, let me just explain. In my defense, I watched
she's
this
a horn
show.
Dog, you guys. That's her defense. Her defense is she's a complete and total horn dog. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Well, okay, but for real though, the reason I watched it is because I saw an article. This was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I saw an article on the Daily Mail saying, oh my God, everybody's freaking out about how explicit this new Netflix movie is that comes from Poland. And I was like, oh, my motherland. Okay, well, I will watch it because I'm curious, first of all, to see how much of the dialogue I'll understand without having to read the subtitles.
I'm sure that's why you watched it. Yeah. She just wanted to see like how, you know, how true to the Polish culture it would be or something. Right. It wasn't at all, you guys. It wasn't at all.
You guys.
At no point did I see a pierogi in that movie. At no point. I saw other things. No pierogies.
Oh, yeah. We saw some things. And we so did. If you guys were watching us at the time, like, I was like, I cannot believe this is shown on Netflix.
I know.
This is serious. There was like a 12-minute, very explicit scene.
Yeah.
So I was freaking out about it. I showed it to absolutely everybody. But I couldn't show it here.
Watch porn.
Right. Yeah. I couldn't show it here because obviously, like, you can't show that on YouTube, right?
No, you can't.
But the whole reason I'm telling you this now is because the guy in it, 365 Days, the main male actor, is this Italian fellow, Michael Maroney, who's
not
hot.
Yeah, not entirely horrible to look at. I'm just going to, yeah, he's not.
And now, guess who's rumored to be dating him? Look, it's Khloe Kardashian.
Look at him. Look at him.
I mean, you guys.
I hate that family. God, I hate that family. I do. I just hate them.
And you know what she looked like? You guys know what she looked like 12, 10 years ago? I mean, she's a completely different person. She's like a some strange plastic, you know, made up person because of all the surgery that all of them have had so much. She's completely different.
She's manufactured,
God's
man.
God's up there going, I didn't mean for that to happen.
That's not what I made.
That's not what I didn't put you down there like that.
Okay, what I made was that dude. He's looking down at that dude going, I made that.
You're right.
I made that guy.
That's a specimen right there, ladies. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted everybody. Oh, I'm not supposed to be sharing talks just yet. Whoops.
No. Don't do that. It's too early. You're throwing everybody off.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm very thrown off to hear about this rumor that Khloe is dating Michael Maroney.
Right. I mean, also, I have a point of personal privilege before we get into the real news.
Please.
Okay. It was a great weekend football-wise. I just need to point that out. Okay. My Volunteers beat the Gators, which was really close. My husband, like in the last 10 minutes, was like, you can turn this off now. And I'm like, no, I can't. And I'm really glad I didn't.
Know.
Because the last 10 minutes were like crucial to the game. Anyways, it was a great game. A&M won. I mean, also like so many, all the teams that I like won this weekend. So it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. Did Georgia, I'm assuming Georgia won. Did Georgia play?
Yes. And they remain number one in the standings, which I don't know. I mean, it's very, whatever. they let Kent State score some points. And that
we're coming for you.
Okay. When is that game?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I forget when that is.
Somebody probably knows when the Georgia-Tennessee game is. I'm just glad we beat Florida. That's all I care about. No offense against Florida. And I'm glad that A&M won too.
I'm glad you beat Florida.
Right.
I'm always glad when anybody beats Florida.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyways,
it was a great weekend, you guys. Great weekend.
Okay. We got some news to get into. The first, I've got a couple clips to show you, very, very short, of Liz Cheney, who inexplicably continues to be interviewed
talking.
By people talking.
Talking. Right.
She's such a miserable, miserable human.
She is.
Just miserable.
She is.
Miserable human. So a couple of points that she made, which I thought were interesting, not surprising, but interesting nonetheless. She is asked what will happen if Trump becomes the nominee. Watch this.
Do everything I can to make sure that Carrie Lake is not elected.
No, not that. That's not the one. This one. Nope.
Nope, not it. That's not it.
That's no, not it.
She's going to do everything she can though, to keep.
Dang it. Yeah. Did I get the wrong one? Okay. So the other one is, because I can't find it now. I obviously just posted this one twice. So the other one was her saying that if Trump becomes the nominee, she will no longer be a Republican. And I was like, you're not now.
But I
was surprised to hear her say it out loud.
Right.
You know,
she already is a Democrat. I mean, just switch already. Just do it. She and crying dude. She and crying dude just need to switch. What's his name? I don't know his name. Adam. Adam something.
Adam Kinzinger.
Adam, I cry a lot. Zinger. Yeah. That guy.
Well, and so you heard this first part where she's going to do everything in her power to make sure that Carrie Lake doesn't get elected in Arizona. But listen to the latter part of this same little bit.
So, does that include campaigning for Democrats if that's what it takes?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Okay. So she's a complete traitor
God,
in every way. Not that we didn't know that.
But she's a complete and utter sea hag, this woman. She's Ursula.
She's a beast.
God, she is. Yeah. And we're trying to be nice.
Well, and what does that mean? I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure Carrie Lake, who is in a state that I don't have any ties to whatsoever, mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure I'm doing everything in my power to make sure Carrie Lake doesn't get elected. Yeah. What the hell?
How about serve your constituents? You know, maybe do the job that you were, you know, hired to do, which now you're not going to be obviously be doing anymore because she's out of there. I mean, and then become a Democrat. Just do what it is that you're doing and quit acting like you're a Republican, Anna Navarro, and just become a Democrat. I hate that.
It makes me think, though, that she will be an independent and that she'll try to run for president as an independent. And I don't even know why she thinks anyone that she has enough support to even make a crack at running for president on any ticket.
I mean, it's just insane. I hope she does. And then I hope she loses miserably again.
Well, what's her name? Maria Bartiromo asked Carrie Lake about those comments and said, I don't know if you've heard what Liz said about you, but here it is. What do you have to say to her? And of course, Carrie had things to say.
Point out what Liz Cheney has said about you when speaking at this Texas Tribune conference yesterday. She says, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure Carrie Lake is not elected. Your reaction?
That might be the biggest, best gift I've ever received. I mean, the people of Wyoming can't stand her. I'm pretty much sure that the people of Arizona don't like Liz Cheney. You know, here's the deal, Maria. The Republican Party, the new Republican Party, is the party of we the people. It is no longer the party of warmongers. And so Liz Cheney probably should change her voter registration. Turns out she really is a Democrat after all.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a nice knock on her dad, too. It's like that. It's like we're not the party of establishment anymore. We're all sick of establishment. And she is that. She comes from that family. Yeah. There's a lot of them. I mean, the same thing goes for like the Meghan McCain's and whatnot, too. Right. I mean, there's like this establishment thing that happens in our party. And so many of us are like, screw that, you know, because we had a taste of a guy who wasn't establishment. Of course, they try to destroy. They're still trying to destroy him, obviously. But I mean, this is what we want. We want the people. She's absolutely right. We the people. That's what it's all about.
I want her lighting and like her makeup artist
just
and
her
like
face. I just take
just
her
whole face.
Just take her face.
I mean, she's gorgeous, just ridiculously gorgeous. She's not even
pretty.
Fair.
Stupid
it's
pretty.
Stupid. Yeah. Also, I don't have the video of it, but I thought we would mention the fact that Nancy Pelosi got massively booed like crazy at the New York City, what was it, the Global Citizen Musical Festival.
What is that?
That she and her drunk husband went to. And so she was on stage talking about climate change, and she got roundly booed, like by a lot of that audience. The only reason I didn't get a clip ready is because it's just hard to hear, and it's kind of pointless. I mean, me telling you is enough. You'll know that she got booed, and it was
festival.
Ugly.
Like, what music festival participant or attendee would give a crap about her? Honestly.
Well, I guess the ones that that care about Global Citizen, whatever that organization is that was hosting it. But probably, you're right. More than likely, most people were there for the music.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
like,
it's
listen
like
to
get
the tune
off the stage, you loony. Nobody wants to see you. We're not here for politics. I mean, I would imagine a lot of people are just irritated because of that. Quit trying to make it happen, right?
Right.
Quit trying to make Nancy happen. She is 1,000 years old. You know, she's got to get booted out of there pretty soon. And I think people are just, a lot of people, even, you know, even the middle are just like, stop pushing politics down my throat at things where I'm out to have a good time.
Yes.
Yes. Enough. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was funny that
it
she
was,
got
it
so
was
booed.
Funny. Yeah,
and so,
funny.
And apparently she modified whatever it was, her remarks. She modified them in some way because she knew that she was clearly not wanted. So she shortened whatever it was that she was going to say, which I just think is so funny.
And she was introduced by one of the, who's the Jonas Brothers' wife? She's the
That Priya. What's her name? Like
I don't. You guys may know.
It's something
her name.
Like that.
Really, really pretty. Yeah. I don't know. I don't. You know. All I know is that she's married to a Jonas Brother, and so you know. And obviously, she's a liberal. You know.
Right.
And you could tell she was like, "Oh God, they're booing," and it was a little. It was uncomfortable for her, and she was just trying to talk over them, trying to be all bubbly, and you know, just whatever. Crazy. I mean, this is the thing. People are tired of it. They're tired of it.
Well, I hope it was just a teensy bit of a wake up call, but unfortunately, things like that never are. Like Nancy was like, this just must be the new way that people applaud.
My God.
You know, because they're so delusional.
So clueless.
Before, because I've got some Biden clips to share with you guys. Oh my gosh, so many different Biden clips. But first, want to remind everybody to check out mypillow.com/chicks because you can still save big on the Dream Sheets, which I finally washed and put on my bed again. And it's just so glorious because I went back to an older set of sheets that are like the fancy, just regular cotton ones. And I'm telling you guys, there's just nothing like MyPillow sheets. There's nothing like them.
They're really
soft
great.
Without being too slickery. You know what I mean? Like they're not like satin or slickery. They're just this perfect amount of softness. They do really well temperature control wise, and they make great gifts. So if you've already gotten your bed set up, maybe treat your family member to a set of sheets because they're on mega sale right now. You can also use the chicks code at checkout for tons of buy one, get one offers on a whole bunch of their different products. Some of their staples like the pillows, like the towels, which are amazing. Don't even get me started on the towels. Anyway, mypillow.com/chicks and use code chicks.
And then also we have a link tree now, you guys, so you can find all of our stuff at chicksontheright.com/links. Go there links. And you can find everything you ever wanted from Chicks. Everything.
Do it. Okay. Joe Biden. Oh my God. So many weird things that has happened over the last few days. So first of all, Elton John performed at some sort of something. And it doesn't matter what. What matters is what Joe Biden said in the company of Elton John. You guys just tell me if this makes you as uncomfortable as it makes me watch.
By the way, it's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS fight HIV/AIDS.
What? It's all his fault? So he, does Elton have AIDS? Does he?
That is so entirely inappropriate on every level. Oh, my God.
Seriously. God.
It's his fault that we're spending $6 billion of taxpayer money.
I don't know what to say to that. What am I supposed to say to that?
And so Elton is just like, yay. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Now, if you thought that was weird, I don't have the context for what you're about to see. Because why would I even bother getting context? You don't need it.
You don't need it.
You don't need context. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what the context was. What matters is that Joe Biden has absolutely no awareness of how disgusting and inappropriate he always is. And here's a great example.
Back a long way. She was 12, I was 30. But anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. At any rate.
What? In the
and
world?
All the people are like, yeah. Okay, pedo Joe. Yeah.
I don't know who he was talking about or how that woman helped him, but ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
She was 12. How could she help you?
When he was 30.
Right. Yeah, gross is right. Gross is right. WTF nasty. I mean, it's just gross.
It's just vile. And then you know how so often Biden says just thing like word like sounds come out of his mouth. No one knows what they are. I have another example of that. I figured we could all listen and try to decipher it together because I have no clue. Anyway, let's unpack and untangle this.
There's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
What the bridges and what now?
Visiting angels,
America's choice in home care.
Okay, again, just one more time. Just play it one more time because I think I can make something of this.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
One more time.
But the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
I know the last word was conclaption. I don't know why you guys don't know what that is. You don't know what a conclaption is?
What is he saying? I have to hear it one more time.
Okay,
I gotta hear it again.
You guys, one more time.
For the new bridges and those balls and the conclaption.
It's a conclaption. It's some sort of a conclaption. I just don't know what it is. Like a bozabo, a bozabo conclaption, a boyzen. Neil thinks it's poison conclaption. Here we go.
What is he saying?
And again, the sheep in the background are like, that's right, a conclaption. Right. A conclaption. That's right. Yeah. I don't.
Anyway, I don't. Any that. So
we
there
should
you go.
Start hashtag conclaption.
But what I feel like the first part of that is important. Like, I think that's all one word. Oh. And so, yeah, like Elmo says, it's Buzzerez conclaption.
Right.
Obviously.
Know what that is? It's our president, you guys. It's our president.
That's our president. Uh-huh. Congratulations to us all. Mm-hmm. Okay. I also wanted to share. I know everybody gets really mad when they have to be subjected to KJP, but it's a Peter Ducey clip. Let's look at it that way, right? Let's look at the positive. Peter Ducey really, really, really tried to go after her on Biden's stance on when it is okay to, when abortions should be cut off. Like, does he have a cutoff? Because, of course, now there's all this talk about Lindsey Graham and the 15-week cutoff. And so now Democrats are naturally, they're jumping onto that and saying, Republicans want a national ban on abortion. Let's panic. And so Peter Ducey's question is a good one, which is, when does the president think there should be a limit? At what point in a pregnancy does Biden say, okay, that's too much. That's too far. They're too far gone. Cannot abort at this moment. KJP, I don't know if I should just say like she's incompetent and useless, because obviously that's true, or if she has truly perfected the art of not having to answer a question and then claiming that she has in fact answered it. That's amazing. Yeah. Like, that's a talent.
It
is a
talent. Yeah, I mean, she's definitely picked that talent up for sure. Yeah,
it's pretty remarkable.
But this is a valid question. It's like,
yeah, it is.
This is a question that a lot of liberals just cannot answer. Like, if you have a family member that you know is just like all pro-abort, okay, but, you know, but there should be some limits. Okay, well, what is your limit? What is your limit then? You know, and then they never can seem to answer that freaking question. And so this was a valid question on his part, because he was just trying to, and not only that, but I think, you know, if you bring the Catholicism thing into it, Joe Biden should have a completely different stance on abortion than what he is right now, which is just like, it's fine. Everything's fine. There are no limits, you know?
Yeah. So, like if it's halfway out of the birth canal, kill it. You know
fine.
What I mean?
Right.
They just are so soulless about this. So I'm going to play it. It's a little bit of a longer clip, but there was no good place for me to try to shorten it, because the whole exchange is so mind-boggling, the extent to which she's claiming to be answering the question that she is not at all answering. Watch this. Right.
Thanks, Green. Following up on your topper, does President Biden favor any limits on abortion?
We've been very, very clear here. Since you're talking about my topper, I was talking specifically about Senator Lindsey Graham.
And your position on his plan is clear. 15 weeks is unacceptable.
I was speaking directly to what Republicans are trying to do. They are calling for a national ban, which takes us backwards. It's a national ban which will take us backwards and will put at risk the health of women. And here's the thing about this, Peter, it's not just national ban on abortion. We're talking about privacy, we're talking about contraception, we're talking about marriage. That is what extreme Republican officials are trying to do. That's what we're speaking to. I'm not going to get into specifics here. I'm just going to lay out what they have said that they're going to do.
Why not get into specifics? The Republicans are saying we don't want abortion after 15 weeks. Why can't you say how many weeks a president?
So as you know, Kevin McCarthy put out the GOP agenda.
I'm not asking about Kevin McCarthy. I'm asking about Joe Biden and his position on abortion. How many weeks?
Peter, I'm answering your question. What Republicans are trying to do is take us backwards. They're trying to take away the rights and freedoms of Americans. That's what we're calling out, and that's what we're going to continue to call out. House Republicans oppose a pharmacy bill that would deny women essential medications. As of September, 166 House Republicans have signed onto a heartbeat bill that would decide abortion at the federal level, even though 28 of those members have since said decisions on abortion should be left to the state. And this week, a Michigan GOP official said he wants to ban contraception. So we should really listen to what Republicans are trying to tell us. And that's what we are speaking out against, and that's what we're going to talk about the national ban that Republicans are continuing to push when majority of Americans do not want that.
We are all covering the Republican plan. I'm just, why can't you say how many weeks for Biden? I answered your question.
Go ahead, Courtney. I wanted to ask.
Yeah, it would have been nice if somebody after him would have followed up and said, but you didn't answer his question. Could you answer his question? The specific question was this. Answer this question. Yeah. And they can't do it. None of these people can do it. Seriously. Ask any liberal, what's your cutoff? I mean, maybe there is some. Maybe there is. I guess there are ones that exist that are like, there are no limits, you know? It could be literally coming out of the mom, the baby.
Right.
Some of them obviously feel that way because they've gone totally extreme on this issue, you know, but like she didn't answer the question.
And then for her to dare to say, I answered your question.
Right.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. It's very clear.
It's amazing.
It's very clear. Like, what's your cutoff? Give me your cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't, you think that by now Biden would have that. He'd have that ready to go. And she'd be briefed on that. Not so much.
No, not so much. Okay, a few clips to share from Gavin Newsom. Because you guys, Kevin, he's making the rounds, man. I have three clips from three different sit-down interviews that he did because he just can't stop promoting himself. And so this first clip that you're about to see is where he's being asked about if people are moving from Texas to California or if they're moving out of California for Texas and why the numbers seem so striking. And his answer, I watch.
Are more people leaving California for Texas or leaving Texas for California?
Well, we lost about 182,000 folks in the last census.
But how do you explain that against the backdrop of those very remarkable statistics you just cited?
Many factors, and there's been two deep analysis that drives the number one factor, almost the entire amount impacted because of the visa policies in the Trump administration. I mean, our formula for success is getting first-round draft choices around the rest of the world. I mean, we're as dumb as we want to be. This whole damn border debate is made up. It's made up. Where's Congress? Where the hell are they? They haven't done their job.
Yeah, it's just made up. I mean, the border, there's no border problem. And the reason people are leaving California is because of Trump's immigration laws. That's why.
How do they say this kind of stuff? And people are like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
But this is the thing. It's like we've always said, you get the government you deserve. And and Californians are like, oh, yeah, we'll hire this guy again. He's a complete schmuck. He's ruined the state. He's ruined it. And people are leaving in droves and they still are just like, we'll go ahead.
It's Trump's fault.
Let him just keep working. You know, we'll just believe that. That's fine. Because, I mean, he looks better than the other guy or whatever. You know, I mean, this is what they don't care. They think that this guy is great. He's going to run for president. You know, he's going to run for president.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely seems to be gearing up, especially because all of these three clips I'm showing, they're all from different. He is making some serious rounds, talking to everybody that he can talk to, getting his word out to as many people as possible. And the disdain that he has for DeSantis and Abbott specifically, I mean, it is palpable. Like, look at his face when he talks about them in this clip.
Those conservative governors out there, Greg Abbott and others. They're as dumb as they want to be, and they're just doubling down on stupid, and we will not follow their path.
What the hell?
Dude. Yeah, they're doubling down on stupid. Okay. Meanwhile, people are leaving your state in droves because you've completely ruined it.
And look at the results. Look at how well Florida is doing, for example.
Right.
I don't know. He can't even begin to stack up how California is compared to Florida. On every measurable data point, Florida has exceeded California on everything.
And do a side-by-side, do a side-by-side comparison on how they handled COVID even.
Right.
You know, from a Florida versus California, Texas versus California. Texas wasn't perfect, but, you know, Florida is probably obviously the case study that you want to look at. But still, I mean, way better than California. I mean, I remember when our kids that were living in California at the time came to visit us in Texas and they were like, oh my God, nobody's wearing masks here. Like, yeah, because it's free. I mean, you can you can do what you want. You know, it's like most of the places around here were free. And they were not that way in California. I mean, they're just, it's so many rules. And he just, he's like a slicked back dictator. You know, that guy is, and they like it. I mean, Democrats like that though. They like to be told what to do.
Yeah.
They like to have somebody just always constantly like harping on them and then deciding how their life is going to be. We're not that way. And he hates that. You can see the disdain in his face when he talks about conservatives. He wants to be in charge. He wants to tell you how to live your life. And we're like, no.
Bye.
You don't get to do that.
Well, and there's another clip of him. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's too long, but the very beginning of it is what I want you guys to hear. And he's being asked about Trump and the whole Mar-a-Lago thing and all this whole ridiculous lawsuit, all of it. And so it's just what he says at the very beginning is what's so telling, right? It's because Democrats are they decide who they hate. And Trump was the main target for years now. He's been the main target. They decide who they hate, and then they figure out what crime that person can be accused of. It's not the normal process of justice, which is when a crime happens, and then you actually look into and investigate the crime. No, no, no. Democrats do it completely backwards. They find the person, they find the target, and then they figure out what can they accuse him of. And it's the way that he answers this question is like a perfect example of that. Look at this.
Look, it's clear that DeSantis broke the law. Question is, which law did he break? Did he break the laws of his own state? Did he break federal law? But one thing he did is he broke with precedent, any precedent of decency and honor.
That's even if you think that, that is not a crime. So for him to say, yeah, DeSantis broke a law, I just don't know really which one, whether it was like a state one or a federal one. I don't know. I just hate that guy. That's essentially what he's saying.
So we're going to find out. We're going to find out a way to get him. And listen, they have the law enforcement agencies on their side, right?
Yeah.
So it's not far-fetched to think that they could figure out some sort of, find some name for something that he did, even though Biden did it. Biden like has been transporting migrants all over the country in the dead of night, like for what, years now. But for some reason, when DeSantis does it and he sends people to Martha's Vineyard,
it's like one of the nicest places ever.
All of a sudden he has no honor. And that is a crime somehow. No, it's not a crime.
Oh my God.
It's not. But by God, they're going to try with their law enforcement agencies that they have right there in their pocket. They're going to try.
There is a big special on a 3-month emergency food kit from the great people at My Patriot Supply. So if you go to preparewiththechicks.com, you can get 20% off of a 3-month emergency food kit. And Daisy's got one. I've got one. I cannot tell you just like the peace of mind that you get knowing that in your house somewhere, wherever it is that you store things for disasters, disaster recovery, emergency planning, knowing that that is there, you just have, there's a sense of calm, right? That you have knowing it.
Yep. You get that, some water, flashlights, and ammo. Put that in a space. You guys are ready.
Then you're ready.
There you go.
Yeah, but you got to have more than just the water, right? You got to know that you're okay in a food emergency.
Right. You need to have I definitely want to get a couple more of those buckets. I want a couple more because things are really weird right now.
Very, very weird. So you can do it too. Preparewiththechicks.com to get your 20% off. The CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, now has a podcast.
What?
I know.
What do they want to
demystify the agency. So they now have a podcast. It's called The Langley Files. I think it's already available. There's like a director of the agency that's interviewed in one of the episodes where he says, that his wife and daughter laugh at all of the spy movies because that's not what the CIA is like at all. It's actually like super boring. And, you know, they're just constantly analyzing intelligence data from, you know, from nefarious adversaries.
Yeah,
and so. But they want to demystify the Central Intelligence Agency and hopefully gain more trust.
That's fantastic.
This is what they want to do.
Next up, they're going to be, y'all, they're going to get a TikTok account. And there's going to be a bunch of CIA guys like doing dances.
Right.
You know? And like, doing challenges and like being like, have you guys done the sleepy chicken challenge for the CIA? I mean,
oh my God.
How ridiculous. I know. Needs to stay mystified. There are certain things that need to stay mystified. That's one of them.
I'm fine with the mystification of that. No problem there. All right. What is in your whack? Actually, I have it. Let me make sure I have your whackery. And I'm going to embiggen. And do you want to set this up?
New York Fashion Week was this past, I guess, weekend. I don't know the exact dates, but it's been in the past couple of days. And so I've been seeing a lot of news stories flying around from New York Fashion Week. Madonna has no eyebrows now. That was truly disturbing. That was going to be my whack today, but then I decided against it. And then I saw this. There's a lot of transgender models that are we can expect that, right? From a woke crowd that is at New York Fashion Week, a lot of transgender models. But this one in particular was disturbing. And so I thought maybe we could share.
Oh, that looks like a child.
The 10-year-old. Right.
So this clip, I think, shows her. And then like she's also talking, right?
Right. And then there's a part in the clip that if you can, maybe scoot up to like the 50-second mark. And it's her parents talking about.
Okay.
Parents.
I'm just going to play. It's not long. I'll play the whole thing because she talks and then I think her parents do too.
Right.
Here it is.
So, hey, everybody. This is Samantha coming from Cleveland, Ohio Day. I want to show you guys what this county shelter.
Don't make a vlog. It's creepy.
Norma Herr feeds the homeless. What is a dinner in the life about a women's shelter at the county? This nasty shit. Now, remember, I'm a diabetic. I have HS, hydronitis, and I'm PCOS. This is the nasty ass, tasteless, dried out food they feed. So let me see if I can flip my cam. Oh my God, I can't. Well, this is the meal. It's chicken of some sort Sorry. This is the food. It's disgusting. It's
okay.
She didn't stand a chance.
Both of her parents are trans.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm not sure what that was. You're gonna have to explain that to me.
I think that those were both trans. I think both of them were women, or at least one of them for sure was, who is now trying to be a dude. So they're using their child as a political pawn. All the things that they ever accuse Republicans of doing, that's what they're doing.
They're doing it. They're using this kid as for political activism. She's an activist. She's 10. 10-year-olds don't want to be activists. They don't. They just don't. And so, and you don't, like, you think that this kid stood a chance with those parents?
No way. They're using her.
Of course. I mean,
she's emulating what she sees at home.
Of course.
I mean, oh my God.
So this is whack in every way.
It's just insane.
Yeah. You guys, we hope you have the best Monday ever. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Former CIA station chief Daniel Hoffman joins me to discuss why the Biden administration is ducking questions about China buying land near our military bases. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also discuss what's going to happen in Russia, Biden's weak approach to Iran, and how Hoffman's son is courageously raising money for cancer research after his mom, Hoffman's wife, passed away last year. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.